At the precise moment the Olympics opening ceremonies were beginning in Beijing,
shame on China!
China out of Tibet now!
Several dozen people were gathered in front of the Chinese embassy in Washington to object to China's alleged abuses of numerous groups. It was one of many demonstrations against Chinese policies in cities around the world. Talat Dolatshahi is with the press freedom group Reporters Without Borders, which organized the protest. She says China has not kept its promise to allow greater press freedom in conjunction with the Olympics.
This is not an Olympics based on unity. It's an Olympics based on injustice, imprisonment, unfair treatment of journalists and internet bloggers and dissidents.
Dolatshahi says, among other abuses, two Japanese television journalists were attacked in China this week. Media reports from China do not mention any comments from authorities on this incident. Here, Republican Congressman Thaddeus McCotter was among the other speakers who blasted China's record on human rights in general.
We stand for the freedom of our fellow human beings, and that we realize that the promotion and preservation of liberty throughout the world ensures it here in America for ourselves.
China's foreign ministry said this week it opposes any words or acts that interfere in the country's internal affairs. Some of the demonstrators in Washington were protesting the Chinese government's opposition to the Falun Gong meditation and exercise movement. Beijing considers Falun Gong a cult.
Free Tibet now!
Stop the killings in Tibet!
Stop the killings!
Most of the demonstration concerned Tibet. Tibetan exiles and other people throughout the world have been showing their support for the uprising that began in Tibet's capital, Lhasa, in March. Protesters in Washington accused the Beijing government of torture, murder, and genocide in Tibet. Kent Klein, VOA News, Washington.